First lame and for all the tolim. All right, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin in Tanis. We got down about 15 lines on the page. Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara said that Mishnah says Shalosh Tanya Yisrael Rishonos. The first three, the Anshei Mishma, the people of that Mishmar. That means the whole the group of the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmarot. People at Mishmar would fast, but they wouldn't fast the whole day because they had to be involved with the work in the base of Migdash. Talk about the Ma'amr Anshei Mishmar Mutarim Lishchos Yayin Belailos. We said the people, the base Av actually does the work on that particular day. There are six Batei Avot in each Mishmar, so each one takes a different day of the week. So the people of that Mishmar can't drink at all because they're busy day and night. But the people of the Mishmar could drink wine at night. Avalobiyam, not during the day. Why shouldn't they drink during the day? Shematich b'rabar, because maybe there'll be a lot of work, more than that Besov can handle. Anshe Besov, v'yavo v'yisayon. These people from the Mishmar have to help them. So why do the people of the Besov who are working that day, why can they not drink day and night? Because they're constantly concerned with the Avodah, like we said. You say, call Kohen. Bisman hazeh. If there is a Kohen who knows who his family was, call Kohen Shemaka Mishmar, he knows which Mishmar. So Mishmar himself, he also not only knows which Mishmar he was in, he knows which Besov he was in. Rashi gives several explanations for Kavu and Shum, but the simple explanation is that he knew that his family worked, that they weren't disqualified from the Avodah. Also, it was just Yayin Kolosa Yom. He shouldn't drink wine today, Thursday, in the year Tufshin, Samach Zayin, or whatever it is now, right? That day, he's not drinking wine today, if he knows that his family did work on that day. Obviously, why? Because Meher Yibodah Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt in our day quickly. And what? And it's going to come right down, like the Nevuah of Yecheskel, in one shot. It's not going to be given up to Kablanim. It's going to take months and months. It's going to come down in one shot. We'll do the Yibodah right away. I might be Tameh, but Tumah Hutter B'tzibur. Anyway, so the Makom Mishmar, the Makom Mishmar. So let's say he knows which Mishmar is. That means he knows which week it is, but he doesn't know which Beis Av. He doesn't know which particular family. Because he knows he's generally from this family, Yehoyarib, or whichever Mishmar was, but he didn't know which day of the week he would be serving because he didn't know exactly which family he was in there. So then, the Odeya, Shabbat, Basik, Vu, and Shabbat, also, but he had a tradition in his family that they were not disqualified. Then also, Shabbat, Kolos, Shabbat, he can't work can't drink wine the whole week. Now, lest there are some members of the Kiddush Club here start being concerned that they're Kohanim, and then you know, see, he's not going to, right, we're Kohanim, he's concerned about, drinking, and he can't drink all the time, because we're going to get worse here. Hold on a second. Then a Makar Mishmar says, Avshalom Yadesh, Shabbat, they also have Kohanim, also Shabbat, they also have Kohanim, also Shabbat, let's say he's a Kohen, he knows he's a Kohen, but he doesn't know which Mishmar is. It means he doesn't even know which week he's going to serve. He doesn't certainly know which family he's in. But he has a tradition in his family that they were never disqualified. Then also, he can never drink wine all year round. Rebbe says, Omer, I say, also, she's saying, no, you're right, he can never drink any wine. Because maybe the basement will be built today. And even if he knew, Rebbe says even more, even if he knew which family was one, but they might change it. When they come now, the order might be changed. Now they got a computer, they'll fix different schedules, whatever. If he knows he's a Kohen, the basement might be rebuilt today. He shouldn't drink any wine day or night because maybe it's going to be rebuilt right now. It's going to be his turn. Avamah said, what can I do? Shetekantom kalkuloso. Group of the churban, which made, obviously, the whole thing immaterial for many, many, you know, for 2,000 years. There is no base of ages, there is no avodah. So that Gufa gave him the out to say, listen, you might as well drink because who knows what's going to happen. Now, Rebbe's not concerned about maybe about a base of Mikdash and he's going to be built today and what's he going to do. Rebbe's not concerned about it. Because the fact is there is no base of Mikdash now and this has allowed them to drink for many years and we're not going to change it now. Omer Abaye, Kaman Shasi Edna. Like, how do the Kohen, when they drink today, who do they drink? Kohani, who do they drink like now? Chamra, when they drink wine? Rebbe goes like Rebbe, who this allows him in general, because Rebbe didn't hold all the Kohen. So, according to Chachamim, a Kohen can never drink any wine. All year round, he can't drink wine day or night. Because, Meheri bought a base in Migdash, maybe it'll be his job to do the Avodah today. Even at night, he has to finish with we learned that they've armed the army, he has to put them on the Mizbech, etc. However, for those in the Kiddush Club who might be Kohanim, if there is somebody like that, then they can look at Tosus, and Tosus says that this is only applies
when it's not during meals.
Not during meals. Very good. In other words, if you're eating it with tichlich and herring, etc., etc., because the real wine, the real drink is people who are just drinking right out of the, you know, in the bag, so to speak, out of the bag, you know what I mean? That's what we're speaking about here. The people, that's real drinking. Or you could say you go like Rebbe, but even if you don't go like Rebbe,
he's not talking about scotch,
right, he's not scotch. If you drink it with something, it's not nishke for elach. All right, so we have an out. Anshe mishmer v'anshe ma'am, but I was expecting a lot of questions over here. All right. Anshe mishmer. Right. You love that tosis, huh? Anshe mishmer v'anshe ma'am, but asur l'safer l'chaves, right, that, you know, they were not allowed to, we said, take haircuts and to wash, and on Thursday, then they come out of Shabbos. My time, why can't they take haircuts and wash the whole week? I'm Rav Aruchan, the same reason we found by Chalamoy, why you shouldn't, or Yochke, they should come to Lushrem, Chimin Abon. They shouldn't go in a disgusting state into the Mishmer. In other words, if they know they can take a haircut, why should I bother taking a haircut before? I'll take it while I'm there next week. So this way, they are forced to do it before. Tanu Rabbanan. Melech Mustar B'chol Yom, famous Gemara, that a Melech should shave, should get a haircut every single day. It's covered. We'll see. Kohen Gadol, Me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos once a week, and the new Mishmar comes in, he should look nicely. Kohen Hegel, Achas Hashem, once in 30 days. Melech Mustar B'chol Yom, Ayitam, Amar, Abar, Abzavdom, according to the Pasuk says, Melech B'yofav, Techazen, Enecha. Your eyes should see the king in his beauty, so he should have a haircut every day, he should look proper, like a president. Kohen Gadol, I meant another president. Kohen Gadol, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol, what? Once a week, my time Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak call Mishmaros Mischachos, because on Fridays when the new Mishmaros comes in, so you should look nice for the new Mishmaros. They shouldn't see him in a bad state. Kohen Hedyot Achsos Shemem. Now, how do you know it's once a month? So Asi Para Para. Learn the word Para from Nazir. Nazir Ksivoch. It says Roshem Lo Yigalechu Farei Lo Yishalechu. It says over here what by Kohanim. Pasuk in Yecheskel says they shouldn't shave their heads, nor should they let their hair grow wild. Ksiv Hosman says by Nazir Kadosh Yeh, he should be holy. Gadel Peres Aroshi, he should let his hair grow for 30 days. Peres 30 days, and how do you know that that's 30 days? By Nazir Malahol, so just like by Nazir, it's 30 days. Afkan Shloshim, so here it's also 30. In other words, by a Nazir, he has to let it grow for the whole Peres. Peres is 30 days. By Kohen, shouldn't allow it to grow for 30 days. So the Gemara will ask him in a minute, maybe you should take a haircut every week or once every 3 days, since you shouldn't let it go as long as 30 days. How do you know what's the outside number? How do you know maybe you should get one even less than that? But before the Gemara gets there, where's say 30 by Nazir? The Nazir grew from that. How do you know by Nazir that it says you should let it go for 30 days? How do you know it means 30? Amar Masna says Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Stam Nazir is 30 days. If he doesn't specify how long Nazir is, it's automatically a minimum of 30 days. Then where do you get that from? Across is Yia. Says God the Kadosh Yia. You should behold a Yia as Gematria is 30 days. Shloshim Navi. Amalei or Papa, again, this goes along with what I've said many times, that in Chazal, you always find Gematria one word only. None of this mixing psukim and whatever. Husbands and wives, the adding tzikim. Gematria is always in love on garti, v'tayeg mitzvah shemarti. It's always one winner. Alright. Amalei Rapapa Labaye, v'del mahachakam rachamana lalir buklal. Maybe it means you shouldn't have as much as 30 days, and you shouldn't go that long, but you should really go much less. Go 7 days, 10 days, 6 days. How do you know you should go as long, up to 30 days? If the pasuk would say they shouldn't let it grow as much as 30, man, 30 is really pushing it. That's pushing the envelope. Fine, so you should say go 15 days, go 10 days, go 7 days. Kidakamer, you'd be right. Hashdesiv upera lo yishalechu, but it says para lo yishalechu means para lahavi. It can go 30 days, but no more. Para lahavi shluchahu lo yishalechu. You should go 30 days, shouldn't go more than 30 days. That's by a coin. Yachafilo idinami. So if that's the case, why today also? Same thing. It's just like we asked by the Kohanim. Kohanim shouldn't drink, basically. We said shouldn't drink wine outside of meals. You know, they shouldn't drink it out of the bag because Meher Yevana Beis Migdash. And Rebbe says, okay, what can we do about it? But basically, we came out to Rabbana and they shouldn't drink. So you shouldn't get haircuts today. Also, you shouldn't allow a Kohen to go more than 30 days in case the Beis Migdash will be rebuilt. He'll need to get a haircut right away. So there's obviously an answer, well, a haircut you can get right away, you know, that's where we'll deal with that, right? So what if he has long hair? Beis Migdash just comes down right now, fine. Go down to the bar, go down to Shmuel HaNavi and get a haircut, right? So says Dumyushin, it's got like drinking Dumyushin and Mashi Yayan Bisman, just like drinking. It's only Bisman Bia Das or Shlob Bisman Bia Shari, but when there's no time for coming into the base of Mikdash, means no base of Mikdash, it's okay. Afochanami, here also. Well, what do you mean? But Tanya Rabbi Omer, what do you mean? Drinking wine is okay. It sounds like just like drinking wine, in other words, you're not allowed to grow long hair, and also you shouldn't be drunk. Right, so just like drinking wine is only when there's a base of Mikdash, when there's no base of Mikdash, no problem. Here also is no problem. But we just said that drinking wine is usher even when there's no base of Mikdash, because the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt. Hatanya, Rabbi Omer, the Gemara brings that in the shortened version, rather than go the whole Arichos of the Rabbanan, the Gemara brings down the second sheet of Rabbi, and then deduces, Rabbi says that. Hatanya, Rabbi Omer, Omer I need, the same Gemara we had above. I say, Quantum Usher, and the Shasan Law, and they should never really drink at all. Avamas, what can I do? Shetakanto Kalkulaso. The destruction, in other words, their disadvantage turned into an advantage, because since it was not an issue, they've always been drinking. Nobody says, who do we drink our kani chamra? The karnim, when they drink wine, this man says, who do they call it? Goes like Rabbi, Michlal, Rabbanan, Asri. Like we saw the Rabbanan, the favorites, but before Rabbi, he just brings down the shortened version that way. So as the Rabbi sheet, so we learned that Rabbi, the Rabbanan held of us, but we actually saw the Rabbanan said otherwise. Rabbanan, Asri, the Rabbanan said, you can't drink this man says. So if you can't drink, you also shouldn't be able to take care of it. No. My time, what's the reason? This is the answer. Why? What's the reason why you can't drink Meir Yibada Beis Migdash? And this might be their day. Let's say they're all drinking. Here you go into the haircut. No problem. Take 5 minutes. Give the guy a haircut and he'll go into the Beis Migdash. I can delay things. But so if they're drunk also, it's possible. So take a little nap. If you nap a little bit, you can go in. If you walk, let's say you were a little bit drunk, if you walk the mile, or sheen, or you just let us up a little bit, and that dissipates the strength of wine. In other words, if you have a hangover, that's what you do, is walk it off or sleep it off, right? So what's the problem here too? You can take a short nap. Teretz is, Rabbi explained about that. That's only if he drank a revius out of the bag. If he drank more than revius, then kolshkin, then it's even worse. Then walking will make him even have him a bigger hangover. Vishina maskorta and sleep will also combine with the effects of the wine to really make him drunk. So therefore, the simple answer is that when it comes to drinking, you got to be ready, and if you're drunk, you're not going to be ready. Whereas if a haircut, mishkaperlich, you can quickly snip it off. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar no. Shtu Yayin, the reason is the machli avoda gazru b'rabbanim. Shtu Yayin, which ruins the avoda. If they do the avoda while they're drunk, that mamish is machalol the avoda, profanes the avoda, is no good. But if they just have long haircuts, they are forbidden. They're not supposed to have longer hair than 30 days growth, but that doesn't ruin the avoda, therefore they're up on logos or rabbanim. So he gives more of a sephardic answer. But the Gemara, though, slugs it up. Meisvei. The elu shame misa. The following things have a punishment of misa. This is misa de shemayim. Shtui yayin, if they're drunk when they do the avoda, coming to the base misa in a state of drunkenness, inebriated. Upure rosh, or they go with long hair. So bishlam shtui yayin, behedik, if it says, the pasuk in Vayikra says, yayin v'shecher al teisht, bevoem ala makom hazeh, v'lo yamusu. They shouldn't die. It doesn't say they shouldn't kill them, but lo yamusu means Hashem will kill them. So it says if they come in a state of drunkenness, the base mitzvah Hashem will kill them. Where do you get that? If they come into with a long hair, how do you know they're going to be killed there too? They shouldn't shave their heads with parallel shechet. They shouldn't let their hair grow wild. And they shouldn't drink any wine. The iskish puer rosh lo shtei yain. So there's a hekish between Purei Rosh and Shteyin, same pasuk. Ma Shteyin Yain B'Misa, so we darsh not just like Shteyin Yain B'Misa, because it says so in Vayikra. Purei Rosh also B'Misa. Umina, so the second 15, Umina, Ima Shteyin Yain the Machli Avoda. Purei Rosh Machli Avoda. So the case, same thing. If there's a hekesh between them for Misa, there should be a hekesh between them also for profaning the work in the base of Midrash. Just like drunkenness ruins the Avoda, long hair also ruins the Avoda. So the Gemara here doesn't have the word kasha. Rashi, Tosus, and other refreshment sides say the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings us down as a kasha. It's a kasha, tak is unanswered. Here, when the Gemara gives an answer, Rashi doesn't have the gears of kasha, but he also doesn't have the answer. The answer of what we see in parentheses, lo, ki is kishlamitsu, is kishavachul, if ono is kishkazain hekishlamachsus, the Gemara takes out that girsa. So basically, the Gemara doesn't give an answer, so it seems that Ravashi's answer is difficult. So this famous Gemara about Ravashi's is saying, you said Yecheskel made this hekish before Yecheskel. How did they know it? Before Yecheskel came. You said Yecheskel came along and gave this hekish. So we know that just like Shtui Yayin is B'Misa, and ruins the avodah. The same thing for Purei Rosh. Before Yechas came, who said it? The following thing was not said the favorish in the Torah. What's that? Let's say a person's brothers died after a bris, so he didn't have a bris. Can he go into the Beis Hamikdash? Says before Yechas came, who said that? In other words, the halacha was only established at Yecheskel's time. Yecheskel said it, but obviously you knew about it before. How did they know? It was Alach Moshe Messina. Gemara Gamer Lo Av Asi Yecheskel Baaspachakra. The Gemara was Alach Moshe Messina until that point. Yecheskel put it into a pasuk. Hachnami Gemara Gamer Lo Asi Yecheskel Baaspachakra. So therefore, the halacha was like that before. Yecheskel made it into a pasuk. But if you take out these parentheses and you don't have, either way, it's a kasha. In other words, the fact is that his answer, Avash's answer, is not a good answer. He says, you know why by drunkenness they didn't allow you to drink even bismanazeh out of the bag? Because that ruins the avodah. So if you're drunk, you're going to ruin the avodah if the avodah happens today. Whereas Purei Rosh doesn't ruin the avodah, but the Gemara brings down there's a hekesh between them, so it should ruin the avodah just like drunkenness. And therefore, Rav Ashi's answer doesn't seem as strong as the first answer. The more practical answer comes to a haircut, no problem, just snip it off. Basically, just shows up quickly, get a haircut. And get a soup bowl and get a haircut and take care of the haircut. Whereas the drunkenness you can't get rid of so quickly. Kol Kasam Mila Sans Misha said Lo Emes Lafan of Asul Achar Mutar. Misha said that anything that said in Megillas Tanis was again that scroll in which they enumerated all the partial holidays in which you're not allowed to fast, and on some holidays you may not even, more stringent holidays, you can't even hold a hesped, a eulogy. So Tanur Rabbanan. So he said, the Mishnah said that all these days, the days in which you can't even hold a eulogy, you're not allowed to fast the day before either. Not only that, the day before, but afterwards is okay. Turn around, Bonin. Alain Yom, in these days, Lo Sadabon, that you're not allowed to fast. And with Sussan, part of them, some of them, are so stringent, that you can't even give a eulogy. But what are they? Rosh Yechav Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan Ad Tim Veh until the eighth day of Nisan. Those were all holidays. Itukum Tamid, the Tamid was established. Rashi brings down, there was Machlot Tukim Nitztukim. And the Purushim are the rabbis. The Purushim said that it has to come from public funds. And they said, no, it says, Es Sakez V'Sachar Tasa Baboker, in its lotion of individual. So each an individual, knows the carbon kibbutz, come from individuals' funds as well. So there's machlokas about that. But during the 8 days, beginning of Nisan, they established halacha like the Purushim. So Tukum Tam Tam was Mitukam. So those were like partial holidays. The Lo Mispid, you can't give eulogies on those days, on Nisan. Right? Today in Nisan Taka, we don't make eulogies. Right? So that's probably part, well, it's also because of Pesach, but it's part, could have stemmed from here. So Vatim Be, Tukum Tamid, the Lo Mispid. It took him to a period. The Lo Mispahed Ben Mitimne Bat Sof Moed. So on the first one was Mitzas Lo Mispahed Bereish Yachavet the Tevet Bay. It took him to it. It took him so therefore Lo Mispahed Mitimne Bat Sof Moed from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of Pesach. It Tosev was established Chag of Shavuot. The Chag of Shavuot was set. Remember the Baitus and the Tzlukim also set up. They said that the Shavuos always comes out on a Sunday, because it says Mimacharas HaShabbos, always comes out on a Sunday. So it always comes out on the Sunday of the week of Pesach, whereas the Chacham say, obviously, that's not how, you know, it comes out 49 days later, 49 days, the Sunday in the 49th day, 49 days after the week of Pesach, that Sunday is Shavuos. So Chacham said it doesn't come out, it comes out, obviously, 49 days after Pesach starts, over the second day of Pesach. So when that was established, that they were correct. So they were established that from the 8th day on until Pesach was over, and it was from the 8th day till the 15th day, that was a holiday because they established when Shavuos really would be. So Lismudhan, Omer, and then it's through the end of Pesach. The Gemara says, why is it through the end of Pesach? Omer Mar, Mereshach, and this anatam nebei, it took him tamidid lomis, but so that the tamid was established, therefore you can't have eulogies during that day. Lomer Mereshach, why do you have to say from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh until the 8th day? Rosh Chodesh is itself a holiday. Right? It wasn't that you could tell me from the second day of Nisan through the eighth day, that was rabbinically established holidays, right? That you shouldn't fast. Rosh Chodesh is Midaraisa. And Lamali Mereshiacha, Lame Trevitus, and say from the second day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yantavu. It's Asr. That's anyway Asr. Amrava Nitzchel Asr Yom Shulafanav. Ah, because we said when it comes to saying eulogies, remember the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you can't fast the day before, the day after. Chachamim said, If it was only a fast day, then only that day is Osir. If it was a day in which you can't eulogize, then even the day before is also Osir. So you know why we said that this is in Megillas Tanis from Rosh Chodesh, because if it would only be Rosh Chodesh, like Rosh Chodesh, so you can't fast from Rosh Chodesh, but you can fast the day before Rosh Chodesh. But if you establish it as a Megillas Tanis, as one of the rules that they set up, you can't fast during that day, then the day before is also Osir. Amar Mitzchah Lesser Yom Shalafanav. So if on a Drabbanan sanctioned holiday you can't fast the day before that holiday either, so Rosh Chodesh also, because of Rosh Chodesh you shouldn't be able to fast the day before Rosh Chodesh also. Teretz Rosh Chodesh deraisu, derais lo boi chizik. Rosh Chodesh deraisu doesn't need any, you don't have to strengthen it at all. What's the reason why you can't fast the day before one of these holidays? You shouldn't come to fast on the holiday itself. Rosh Chodesh is strong enough because it's a deraisa, you don't have to make exera before. The Tanya Yom Eilak Suv Megillas Tanis Lifneim Achreim Asurin, right? The day before and after is Asur, right? Now that really goes, we'll talk about that. Lachreim is Mashmah, it's really going to Rav Yosi. Shabbos Yom Tovin Hein Asurin Beiras Lifneim Achreim Mutarin. What's interesting in this? Why on Shabbos and Yontif do you say only the day is Asur, not before and after? Whereas when it comes to these rabbinically sanctioned holidays in Megillas Tanis, you can't do the day before also. Halal Divrei Torah. The answer is, if it's Shabbos and Yontif, it's Divrei Torah, ain't Srichim Chizuk. Halal Divrei Sof, Divrei Sof, and Srichim Chizuk. Omer Mar. You said me, Tamnia Bey, Ad Sof Modei, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, right? It tells of Chag Shavuos, so that with the day of the Chag Shavuos was established when it would be. So we make those all days, because until it was established, it could have been, it could have been any time, 7 weeks after any one of those days, because that was the week of Pesach. But once it was established that it's exactly 49 days after the second day of Pesach, not on any Sunday like the Baitusim that Tzedukim said. So that was a holiday. During that week was a holiday. So it does affect you as a long mesped lay. So it's lamely at Sof Moed, saying until the end of Moed, until the end of Pesach. Lema at Sof Moed. Lema at Hamoed, say until the beginning of Pesach, right? From the 8th till the 15th, that's when these were rabbinically sanctioned holidays. From the 15th on, that's Pesach. You don't need a Moed, Gufa, Yontifu, Vosr. Amra Papa, Kiramra, like Rav said, Lo Nitzche, El Lesser, Yom Shulafanav. Just like Rav said, Ta'asa the day before, Menaz the day before, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Hachanayim Lo Nitzche, El Lesser, Yom Shulachav. Why do you talk about Achrav? Because before anyway is Osir, because from the 8th to the 15th, that's in the before the 15th, right? So that's already Osir. So why did he say till the end of Pesach? To Asa the day after Pesach as well. Lo Nitzche, El Lesser, Yom Shulachav. Says the Gemara, so we'll stop here, but the Gemara is going to say now, come on, Rav Yosi, after all, don't forget, what do we say? That Rabbanan say, when what day is Osir? The day of these rabbinically sanctioned holidays, and the day before, in the case if it's a fast in which you can't eulogize also. If it's just a simple fast, the Chacham said, only that day is Osir, not before and after. If it's a fast in which you can't eulogize, you also don't fast the day before. Only the day before, not the day after. The day after was only said by Rav Yosi. So the Gemara is not going to say, El Osir Yom Shel Achrav, come on, Rav Yosi, Yom Ben Shel Ben Achrav Osir. So the Gemara is going on from there to ask another kashya. If it's like Rav Yosi, we have other problems as well here too. So we'll pick it up here tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem in the middle of the summer.